我们先同心祷告。
Let's first pray in one accord.
主，感谢你把我们又一次召聚到你的跟前。
Lord, we thank thee that you gather us in thy presence again.
因为你乐意把你自己向我们启示。
Because thou art willing to reveal thyself to us.
主，我们实在要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, indeed, we have to bow our head and worship thee.
因为从创世以前，你就定义拣选了我们。
Because before the foundation of the world, you have willed to choose us.
你有按照你自己的定义引领我们行走活人的路。
And according to thy will, you lead us on the way of the living.
你让我们在地上有经历水火的事情。
And on earth, you allow for us to encounter things that are easy.
那你确实在水火的当中叫我们认识又经历你自己的真实。
And amongst those conditions, you allow for us to experience that you are real and you are true.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee.
因为你要借着各种各样的环境把我们造就。
Because through all circumstances, you will edify us.
让我们更深的去认识你的自己。
So that we will come to have a deeper understanding of thyself.
也明白你的永远的旨意。
And that we would come to know thy eternal will.
叫我们的奔跑不是没有定向。
So that we would run with direction.
叫我们的追求不是没有标杆。
So that our pursuit would be with a goal.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你实在是按照你的最美的旨意来引我们行走。
Because according to thy good and perfect will, you lead us.
从前你如何带领神的众儿女。
How you have led thy children in the past.
如今你还是照样的。带领你所买赎的众人。
Likewise, you lead us today, those whom you have purchased.
所以我们常常要回到你的面前来，等候你向我们说话。
So we always have to come back before thy presence for thou to speak with us.
求我们的主把你从前所说过的话，现在向我们再说。
And once again, through thy spoken words, you speak to us again.
叫我们接触到你那永远的心思的时候。我们的跟随就更有力。
So as we come into contact with your eternal will, we would follow with even more strength.
更愿意讨你的喜悦。
Even more so, we desire to please thee.
也更蒙保守，叫我们可以走完你要我们所走的路程。
And evermore, you keep us until we finish running the course.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
是你的信实，叫我们。永不失望。
It is thy faithfulness that will never be disappointed.
也是你的扶持，叫我们不感到疲乏。
It is also thy support that we would never be weary.
我们感谢赞美神。
God, we praise and thank you.
晚上求你在这里向我们再说话。
This evening, we ask that you will speak to us once again.
但愿你的话照明我们该行走的路。
And may thy word enlighten the path that we should walk on.
我们仰望。
We look to thee.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
祷告奉主的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们今天晚上就要结束帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Tonight we'll end 2 Thessalonians.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当帖撒罗尼迦的教会在受到一些心思上的搞扰的时候。
When the church of the Thessalonians were disturbed in their hearts.
仇敌要用着一些不实在的话来扰乱他们对主的等候。
The enemy used something that is unreal to shake their waiting before the Lord.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他亲自给他们看见。
He himself shows them.
主来，主回来的光景是怎样。
The Lord's coming, his return, how those conditions would be.
让他们非常有把握的知道什么时候主才会来。
So that they would know with assurance when is it that the Lord will return.
当然不是很准确的一个日子。
Of course, it's not an absolute day.
但是总知道那一个靠近主来以前所发生的事。
But the things before the Lord return, what will happen?
那当神的儿女在地上的时候。
As the God's children are on earth.
一直等到主与主面对面相见。
Until they meet the Lord face to face.
这一段的路程是 并不平坦的。
In this course, it is not smooth.
啊，从使徒的时候还开始。
From the days of the apostles.
一直到主再来以前的这一长段的日子。
In this long period of time before the Lord returns.
主一再的借着使徒们向我们说出。
The Lord continues to speak to us through the apostles.
我们进入神的国是要经过许多的艰难。
When we enter into the kingdom of God, it is through much violence.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
虽然有许多的艰难。
Even though there is much hardship.
但是呢，主自己的扶持是叫我们不在那些艰困的环境里头。
But the Lord's own support will allow for us to go through those difficulty and hardship. Indeed, we praise and thank the Lord.
很早他就在诗篇上面向我们说出这样的话。
Because very long time ago, the Lord has already spoken these words to us
through Psalms. 我们经过水火。
That we will go through the water and the fire.
那个结果呢，却是神把我们领到。丰富之地。
It is so that he can lead us to the land of abundance.
所以我们看到帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章的时候。
And so as we look into the third chapter of Second Thessalonians.
我们看到保罗当时就用着他自己在神面前的那一个心思来劝勉弟兄们。
We see that God uses the heart of Paul to encourage the brethren.
他没有用。弟兄们，你们不要退下来。
He did not just tell them, brethren, do not withdraw.
他完全没有用这一方面的话。
He did not have such an attitude.
他是很积极的，把他自己摆在弟兄姊妹面前。
But very actively, he places himself before the brethren.
他是说，弟兄们，你要为我们祷告。
He says, brethren, pray for us.
就我们继续在主的路上往前奔走。
So that we can continue forward on the way of the Lord.
而就我们不再主所托付给我们的服事上面退下来。
So that we will not withdraw from the ministry which the Lord has entrusted us with.
求主继续用着我们在各处来传扬他自己。
May the Lord continue to use us to preach himself throughout all the land.
但是保罗说。
But Paul says.
人总是不大可靠。
Man is not trustworthy.
所以当你们祷告的时候也不要忘记我们。
So even as you pray, do not forget our weakness.
求主在带领我们的事上显得很蛮有恩典。
May the Lord show us full of grace of himself as he leads us.
叫我们非常坚固地往前行。
So that we can go forward with much strength.
并且遇到有邪恶的事情的时候，主也伸出手来干预。
And even when we do encounter evil, the Lord will extend forth his hand to intervene.
让我们没有在主的路上停下来。
So that we will not stay still on the way of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当保罗这样提醒帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们为他们这样祷告的时候。
When Paul reminds the brethren of the Thessalonians to pray for them in this way.
那也是明明告诉帖撒罗尼迦的教会弟兄姊妹们说，前面我们还有许许多多的困苦。
It clearly points out to the church of the Thessalonians, to the brethren there, that there is still much difficulty ahead for them.
但是这并不重要。
But all these are not important.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这虽然前面是有很多的那个困苦。
Because even though there may be much hardship ahead.
若是我们没有离开主的路。
Yet if we do not depart away from the way of the Lord.
我们就要经历一个非常宝贵的事实。
We'll experience a very precious fact.
什么事实呢？
What fact is that?
上次末了我们就轻轻提了一下。
And we lightly made mention of that last time.
他说虽然在极其困苦的那个环境的里边。
And even though in the very difficult situation where we're weary.
我们若是靠着主继续的往前。
But if we trust the Lord, rely on him to go forward.
我们就经历一件事情。
We'll experience this.
你们也同样的经历一件事情。
And you also would experience the same thing.
经历什么事情呢？
What is that?
是经历到在神的爱和基督的忍耐的上面。你们就进到 更丰富的里头。
It is that we can go into even more fullness of the love of God and the patience of Christ.
我想弟兄姊妹们你留意。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you pay attention.
在第五节那里头，我们中文圣经就这样说。
In verse 5, it says in the Chinese translation,
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神。
That may the Lord direct your hearts that you would love God.
并学基督的忍耐。
And learn of the patience of Christ.
我上次就跟弟兄姊妹们说，这样的翻出来是把那个意思表达的不够准确。
As I may mention to brothers and sisters last time, when it's translated in that way in Chinese, the meaning is not as accurate.
不过提到这件事的时候，我要先也是要和弟兄姊妹们提说一下。
But before I mention that, I have to say something else before.
我们中文圣经里面，这基本上来说是翻译的非常不错。
In the Chinese translation, in general, the translation is quite good.
但是有些时候，我们为了要把原来的那个意思表达的更准确。
But sometimes, because we want to have a more accurate understanding of the original text,
我们会指出有一些翻得比较弱的地方。
We'll point out some areas where the translation is a little bit weaker.
但是这样的提出并不是说我们中文圣经不准确。
But even as we mentioned those few areas, it does not mean the Chinese translation is inaccurate.
在准确的这个点上面，中文圣经并没有太大的难处。
Upon the point of accuracy, the Chinese translation does not have much problems.
但是，是我们承认有一点缺陷。
But yes, we do confess there are some shortcomings.
那个缺陷就是不够把神心思里头那个绝对的光景表达的完全。
And those shortcomings are that it's not able to translate in an absolute way the degree of the heart of God.
当然这个就不光是只是中文圣经的问题。
Of course, that issue is not only just with Chinese translation.
所以有圣经的版本都会发生这种难处。
Even in different versions of different translations, this would also arise.
不过这个难处严格说起来也并不是真的难处。
To be strict, those difficulties are not a big deal as well.
当然主能够给我们有条件回到那个最准确的原来的意思，那我们感谢主。
Of course, if the Lord allows for us to have the resources to go back to the original meaning, we thank Him for that.
若是我们没有这样的条件的话，也不是一件坏事。
But if those resources are not available to us, it's not something bad.
因为我们可以透过几个不同的版本比较一下，我们也能抓到那一个神话语里头的那个丰富。
Because even as we compare different versions and translations, we're able to grasp the fullness of the Word of God.
那现在我就让弟兄姊妹们来留意第五节。
Now I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to verse 5.
那我们中文圣经这样一翻的时候，
When the Chinese translation is translated in that way,
好像这个意思就不够很绝对了。
It seems like the meaning is not as accurate.
好像这个意思只是我们在神面前有一个盼望。
It seems like we only have this hope before God.
盼望神来领我们进入基督神的爱和基督的忍耐。
It seems like then we only hope for the Lord to direct us into the love of God and the patience of Christ.
但是圣经这里原来给我们所碰到的不是一个愿望。
But what the original text shows us here is not only a hope that we have,
而是一个事实。
But it is a fact.
并且那个事实是不改变的事实。
And that is a never changing fact.
那个意思是什么？是说什么呢？
What meaning is that?
那从上文我们晓得，
From the text before we know,
如果神的儿女们，像保罗，像帖撒罗尼迦的教会的弟兄姊妹们，他们很坚决地跟着神的意思往前行。
If God's children like the Thessalonians, like Paul, that they would follow steadfastly according to the will of God,
谁都知道前面等着他们的是许多的难处。
All would know that what waits before them is difficulty.
那这个是上文给我们所体会的那一种光景。
That is the condition in the text before.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
如果照着中文圣经这里所说的，就说有这些问题不要紧，你们盼望神把你们拯救出来就对了。
According to the Chinese translation, it seems like that's fine. Those conditions are ahead of you, but just hope for God to deliver you from those circumstances.
当然，这个是毫无疑问。
Of course, those facts are without a doubt.
但是神的话在这里向我们表达的呢？
But what the Lord's words express to us here.
不是这样只是一个愿望
It's not only a hope that we have.
而是说出主自己亲自主动的要做的一件事。
But it speaks of our Lord himself, something that he will do actively himself.
所以我把我自己的圣经啊，我那个愿字我就把它改了两个字。
And so in my own Bible, I changed the word in the Chinese translation, may.
弟兄姊妹不需要一定跟着我改。
Now, brothers and sisters, you don't have to do as I do.
你知道那个意思就好了。
As long as you know what the meaning is.
我把这个愿字改成指示。
In the Chinese translation, I changed the word, may the Lord lead us to, he will lead us.
指示我们的神一定引导你们的心。
It is the Lord who will lead our hearts.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意了这个在程度上面就有一个很大的差距了。
So brothers and sisters, you can see that the degree is that there's a difference.
一个是你在那里盼望主做这件事。
One is that we have a hope the Lord may do that.
但事实上主说已经说了，他一定做这样的事。
But the fact is the Lord already spoken that he will do that.
主一定会引导我们的心。
He will direct our hearts.
你愿意他也引导你的心。
If you will, if you desire, he will still direct your hearts.
他还是在那里要引导你我们的心。
Even if you do not will or desire, he still will direct your hearts.
那这是主亲自要做的工作。
That is the Lord's own work that he will do.
并且是主主动来做的工。
And he himself initiates to do that work.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，当我们一看到主在主动要做这件事的时候。
So brothers and sisters, as you see that the Lord himself will initiate that work.
如果我们是在难处里面的弟兄们。
So for brethren who are in difficulty.
你就受了多大的安慰。
You have such great comfort.
你就受了多大的激励。
You have great encouragement.
因为最低限度你体会到一件事情。
Because at the very least you understand.
我们的主没有忘记我们。
Our Lord has not forgotten us.
我们的主一直注视着我们的光景。
Our Lord continues to have his sight on our condition.
他主动的要在那里显明他要做的事。
He initiates the work which he will do.
我们需要拯救的时候，他就伸出拯救的手。
When we need deliverance, he will extend forth his hand to save us.
我们需要脱离那个黑暗的心思的那个捆绑的时候，我们就能脱离。
When we need to depart away from the bondage of darkness, then we'll be able to.
因为我们的主亲自伸出手来，要把那个黑暗的捆绑来解除。
Because our Lord himself extend forth his hands to take that away.
这个是主的主动的动作。
That is the action that our Lord takes. He is active and initiates.
这个主动的动作给我们太多的安慰和激励了。
And such action of our Lord is a great comfort and encouragement to us.
那他主动的这样做来引导我们的心。
When he initiates to do this to direct our heart.
引导我们的心做什么呢?
What does he do to lead our hearts to?
这里头一件事情就提到。
Here the first thing it mentions.
进入神的爱。
Into the love of God.
这里中文的意思就不是从正面来表达。
In the Chinese translation, it is not looking at it from the positive angle.
而是越过了一些神做的事情而引带出的那个结果。
But it is through some of the things that God does to bring us to the result.
叫你们爱神。
So that we will love God.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他们爱神。
They love God.
是因为在他们这个心思给兴起以前，他们先经历了神在他们身上的爱。
Before they're able to love God, it's because in their hearts it has been already experienced first to be risen to experience the love of God.
这个是非常非常宝贝的。
That is very, very precious.
当然，我们给带到爱神这个光景，那是很非常非常的美。
Of course, when we're led to this condition to love God, that is a very beautiful thing.
但是这里给我们所注意到的。是我们 记录神的爱。
But here what it allows us to pay attention to is that we are directed into the love of God.
这里给我们的看见的就是我们进入了神的爱以后我们在神面前的反应。
Here it shows us what after we enter into the love of God, what our response should be.
如果我们从上文一直看上来。
If we look at the text throughout,
弟兄姊妹你就不会忘记这些弟兄们是在艰困的里头。
Brothers and sisters, you would not forget that these brethren are in difficulty.
那如果他们在艰困的里头也仍然是爱神，那当然是非常非常的蒙恩。
If in their difficulty they would still love God, of course they would be very blessed.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不能不承认。
But brothers and sisters, we must confess.
在我们的经历上面。
In our own experiences.
在我们在极其艰困的时候啊。
When we're in great difficulty.
不是说我们不愿意爱神。
It is not that we're not willing to love God.
但是那个时候。
But in those times.
你很难分辨出我现在究竟是因着爱神而接受这个环境，还是因为我要持守神的话语而引来这样的结果。
It is hard for us to discern the difference when we're in difficulty. Is it because I love God that I have to stand, to experience what I'm experiencing, or is it I have to hold fast to the word of God to continue on in this way?
我们承认我们的心思是常常在那里变动的。
We confess that our mind and thought continues to change in those situations.
因为我们确实是有太多复杂的东西叫我们在神面前眼睛会模糊的。
Because indeed we're too complex that there are many things that will cause our eyes to be dim.
这也是上文保罗所说因为人不是都有信心的那个原因。
It is also the reason why Paul previously said in this text, for all men have not faith.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
但我们是这样的。拣选主站立在主一边的时候
But when we do choose the Lord in that way to stand on his side
主就在我们身上做一些工作
Upon us the Lord does some work
是主自己主动在那里做
The Lord himself initiates this work
主在那里一伸出手来
When he extends forth his hand
我们在那里就有个感觉
We would have this feeling
我们的主
Our Lord
一直在陪伴着
Continues to accompany me
我们的主
Our Lord
一直在那里顾惜着我
He is always mindful of me.
我们的主
Our Lord
一直把我放在他的心上
He continues to places me upon his heart.
我们感谢赞美我们的神
We praise and thank our God.
刚才我们来的时候
When we're on our way here today.
在车子上我们就谈起一些事情
In the car, we had some discussion.
因为今天弟兄姊妹，你看到我们当中有个脸孔很陌生的弟兄。
Because brothers and sisters may notice someone who is unfamiliar to us today.
待会我给你们介绍。
I'll introduce him later.
下午我跟他交通的时候，那么也从他那里听到一些神手里所做的工。
When I was sharing with him in the afternoon, I also heard of some of the work of God upon the work of God.
跟我们听到许多其他的弟兄们。在神面前的经历啊有共同的一个原则。
There is that similar principle as we hear other sharings from other brethren.
弟兄姊妹记得孙武信弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember Brother Sun.
你也记得释永思弟兄。
And you remember other brothers as well.
如果弟兄姊妹你看到最近看了那个奇异恩典里面的那个这个老姊妹的见证。
Now, brothers and sisters, have you read that book about Amazing Grace, the testimony of our older sister?
不少的弟兄姊妹。
And many other brethren.
很快的，还有好几个见证的书，弟兄姊妹会碰到。
And you will see much more publications like that soon.
你都看到弟兄们的一个共同的经历。
You can see all the brethren have the similar experience.
当他们在那里拣选神，要为着主来站立的时候
，When they choose God in that way to stand for the Lord，
当然环境所加给他们的那个凶险是越来越明显。
Of course, the danger that is added to them in their situation is more apparent.
但是明显到一个地步
，But it was so evident.
我举个例子，就是上山之钥的那个作者，他 他的一件事情。
I'll just give you an example for the brother who wrote the key to the sense.
不两天就要拿出枪毙了。
He will be executed in a couple of days.
他自己不知道了。
He himself don't know.
但是事情是那样进行着了。
That is how the situation takes place.
你哪里想到？
You would never imagine.
在最紧急的时候，
At the most urgent time,
世人帮倒台了。
The group that's in charge, they fell.
那个本来要拿他去枪毙的人也给送到监里头去。
Even the ones who ordered for his execution, they are in prison.
还与他关在一起。
And they're in the same cell.
弟兄姊妹们，这些事情是我们没有办法能从想象里边想象得到的。
Brothers and sisters, situations like that happen is something we can never imagine.
但是这一类的事。
But those kind of things,
在神儿女们的身上来说,
upon the children of God,
却是非常非常的普遍。
It is very, very common.
这是什么?
What is that?
主自己主动引导我们的心去认识神的爱。
It is our Lord Himself who initiates and directs our hearts to know and experience His love.
是主的手在那里做的。
Our Lord's hand is there working.
有些是我们知道的。
Sometimes we know.
有些是我们根本就不知道的。
Sometimes we're unaware.
等到事情显明出来的时候。
But when it takes place and it's manifested, we see one thing.
是主的手在那里主动的做了一些事情。
It is the Lord's hand who initiates and actively does something. When He does those things,
神儿女们最艰险的、最凶险的难处就停止。
The dangers of the children of God, what is most dangerous to them, it ceases.
一次你可以说是偶然。
One time you can say that's coincidental.
但是有些弟兄啊，是接二连三的碰到相同的事情，你还能说是偶然吗？
But some brethren, they continue repeatedly to experience the same things. Can you say that is by chance?
我们只能说。
We can only say.
这绝对不是偶然。
It is absolutely not coincident.
就是主的话在这里告诉我们。
It is the Lord's words here that tells us.
是主亲自引导我们进入神的爱。
The Lord Himself directs us into the love of God.
你一次经历神这样的爱。
Once we have experienced the love of God in this way.
再次经历神这样的爱。
Again, we experience the love of God in this way.
就是一个最顽梗的人。
Even someone who is most stubborn.
你里面也没有办法禁止自己向神有那个爱的响应。
Within, you cannot hold back yourself to not have that response of love to God.
如果我们给带到这个地步，
When we're led to that position,
这就是中文圣经这里所说的那个结果。
That is just like the translation in Chinese, the result.
但是我们回到，如果回到圣经那个原来的意思，
But when we go back to the original meaning of the Bible,
我们就晓得，当这一个结果显出来以前，
We realize,
我们一而再，再而三的给领进神的爱的经历里。
We realize before the result as translated in Chinese to love God is we have been directed into the love of God repeatedly as our experience.
感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
不仅是叫我们去经历进入神的爱。
Not only do we experience and enter into the love of God.
同时也是进入基督的人啊。
But at the same time into the patience of Christ.
那我这个中文圣经就翻得不太好了。
Now this is not a good translation in Chinese.
就我们就学基督的人啊。
That we would learn of the patience of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不管我们追求到一个怎么属灵的地步。
No matter how spiritual we pursue.
你要去学基督的忍耐，你我永远学不来的。
To try to learn the patience of Christ will never be able to.
你怎么能学到基督的忍耐？
How can we learn the patience of Christ?
固然明明说那个忍耐是基督的。
It is very clearly that is the patience of Christ.
那很显然就不是一般人的。
And so it is not just generally some common person.
在亚当的后代的里头，没有一个人会有这种忍耐的。
Anyone who is from Adam would not have such patience.
弟兄姊妹，说到基督的忍耐。
Brothers and sisters, when we speak of the patience of
Christ, 我们实在要在主的面前低头敬拜。
Indeed, we have to bow our head and worship before God.
我们读启示录那七封书信的时候，
As we read the seven epistles in Revelation,
那主对腓立帖腓教会的那个称许，
The praise which the Lord gives to the church of Philadelphia, it speaks of something that is most remembered by the Lord about them.
就是说他们遵守主说的我忍耐的道。
The Lord himself said that they have kept the word of my patience.
那这个话呢是什么意思?
And so what does those words mean?
这个话不是说我们遵守主的道，因此所以我们很忍耐着在那里。
It is not that because we keep the word of the Lord that we're very patient there.
不是。
No.
那里是说你遵守关乎我的忍耐的道。
It says that you're keeping the word of my patience, that you're keeping the word regarding my patience. It is regarding the Lord's patience.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是太宝贝的事情。
That is something very precious.
那我们把主自己忍耐的道,
now, regarding the word of his patience,
你要是把主的忍耐拿出这几个字拿走,
if you take away his patience, those words,
你就看见你既遵守我的道。You
will see I will keep his word.
那就是主的道。That
is the word of the Lord.
那我们就只会停留在一个神的真理的话语的这个点上。Then
we will only remain on the point of keeping the word of God, his truth.
主是这样说了。The
Lord said,
我们就这样跟随。Then
we will do likewise.
我们就是遵守主的道。Then
we have kept his word in that way.
那这个是我们一般的体会。
So that's our general understanding.
但是腓立帖那一封书信里面所说的呢,
but in the letter to the Philadelphia church,
不单是说到是主的道,
it is not only the Lord's word,
并且也同时说出主成全他的道的时候,
but it also speaks of how the Lord completes his word, what his experience
is.
Because in order for the word of God to be
manifested,
from the beginning to the end, it is completely mixed in, mingled with the Lord's patience.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得主的忍耐是怎么一回事?
Brothers and sisters, you realize what it is this matter of the Lord's patience. We thank God.
什么叫做道成肉身?
What is the word become flesh?
道成肉身就是说神成为人。
The word become flesh is that God became man.
神的儿子成为人。
The Son of God became man.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们讲过这个点，
brothers and sisters, just that point.
神成为人。
God became man.
那首先他就降卑了他自己。
First, he humbled himself.
接受他就隐藏了他的荣耀和尊贵和能力权柄。
And then he hides all his glory, honor, authority, and strength.
然后他就接受人的卑微和这个贫乏。
And then he accepts the lowliness of man and man's shortcomings.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你看这一段的日子,
when you see such a period of time,
容易过吗?
Is it easy?
不太容易。
It is not easy.
人升高是容易。
It is easy for man to be exalted.
人降低不容易。
But for man to be lowly is not easy.
但是当人降低的时候,
of course, when man is brought down,
降低一秒钟也容易。
It is easy just a short time, 1 second.
降卑一个小时也都还可以。
If you are to be humble for an hour, it might be easy.
但是要降卑一天两天呢, 那就需要花点力气。
But to be humble for a day or two, you have to exert some strength. You have to bite your teeth and accept that. But if that condition is not just 1 or 2 days,
是一年半载,
it is half a year, 1 year,
你说这个就难以承担了,
then you say that is unbearable.
那弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
如果我们能体会这样情绪,
now if we can understand such emotions,
我们光是从道成肉身的这个点上来留意我们的主,
just upon this point when the word became flesh for us to take note of our Lord,
我们就知道我们的主的忍耐是怎么的一回事,
then we'll come to have a bit of understanding what our Lord's patience is.
如果从实际的那一个光景来说,
if we look at the real situation,
我们的主要忍耐三十几年,
our Lord had to bear it for over 30 years.
三十几年啊,
for over 30 years.
如果我们还是停留在那个诗篇 90, 91篇上面所说的话,
now if we still remain in Psalm 91 and those words written there,
我们一生的年日是70岁,
that our days, our life is 70 years.
那30几年已经人生的一半了,
and so then half of his life would have been passed already.
你若是强壮就可以到80,
if of strength, then maybe 80.
但是你怎么知道你是强壮还是不强壮?
But how do we know we have strength or not?
但不论如何, But
regardless, half of our lifetime we're forbearing there. So you question, you say then, is our Lord's patience easy or not?
是从道成肉身的实际的年日来说的。
Now that is just merely on the point of the reality of the word become flesh.
如果你说当神定规这一件事情让主之执行的时候,
now when God willed that for the Lord to follow,
弟兄姊妹你就晓得在心思上面我们的主就从创世以前一直忍受这一个心思的那一个重担一直到他在
Then, brothers and sisters, you must realize it is before the foundation of the world that is already on our Lord's mind until he was risen from the dead that was always on his mind throughout that period of time.
如果我们真稍微领会到基督的忍耐,
now we do come to realize what it is the Lord's patience, the patience of Christ. We confess, none of us can learn such patience. How do we learn it?
那这只是光是从道成肉身这个经历上面来看。
Now again, that's only from the experience of the word become flesh.
如果我们再从我们的主的经历上面再留意一点,
now if we continue to notice in other experiences of our Lord,
他是赐生命的主。
Now he is the Lord who gives life.
但是他因着 神在他身上要执行的,他必须进入死。
Yeah, because of what God must execute upon him, he must enter into death.
好忍耐吗?
Is that good to persevere?
难以忍耐,
it is hard to persevere.
他是圣洁没有瑕疵的主,
now he is holy without blemish.
他需要把世界所有的人的那个罪过都背在他自己的身上,
yet he must bear the iniquity of us all upon him.
好忍耐吗?
Is that good to forbear?
难以忍耐,
it is unbearable.
他是尊贵的主,
he is the Holy Lord.
他隐藏了他的荣耀,
yet he hides his glory.
在人的中间给人弃绝,
and he was forsaken of men.
给人辱骂,
he was mocked of men.
给人弃弄,
he was shamed by men.
容易忍受吗?
Is that good to forbear?
非常不容易,
it is not easy.
感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
就是因着我们的主这样的忍耐,
but because of such patience from our Lord,
神的道就因着我们的主而
Then the word of God, the way has been manifested to us.
成全出来,
it has already been completed.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
因此当我们真的是看到基督的忍耐的这一个事实的时候,
so when we come to realize the fact here, the patience of Christ,
我们实在感谢赞美神,
indeed we praise and thank God.
因为他乐意忍受这许许多多来把神的旨意成就,
because he is willing to forbear all these in order to complete the will of God upon us. Now here's the issue.
现在不是主在那里忍耐,
now it's not the Lord forbearing,
是我们落在要忍耐的环境,
but we are placed in the condition where we need to forbear.
那在我们的天然的里头,
in our own nature,
我们能有多少的忍耐?
How much patience do we have?
彼得忍耐, 他的兄弟得罪七次, 他就觉得不得了了。
Now Peter forbear seven times when he is offended by his brethren.
他就有胆量在主的面前说, 我七次够了没有?
He can say, is it enough if I forgive him seven times?
我们的主说不是七次。
Our Lord says, not seven times.
是七十个七次。
It's 77 times.
那七十个七次不是等于说, 490次,
now that doesn't mean just 490 times.
乃是说无尽的次数, 你还都要在那忍耐。
But that fact speaks of unlimited, that you have to continue to forgive him and forbear.
但弟兄姊妹你看见,
brothers and sisters, you can see.
彼得的身上你看见他是这个罪没有忍耐的人。
Now Peter is someone who doesn't have patience.
只是他这样吗？
Is it only him that is in that condition? We're in the same condition.
我们也是没有忍耐的人。
We are also those who are without patience.
但是很稀奇的。
But what is amazing?
什么时候？
Whenever.
我们愿意站在主的一边。
Whenever we're willing to stand on the Lord's side.
我们愿意站在主要我们站的位置。
We're willing to stand on the position which the Lord wants us to stand.
我们愿意去接受主给我们安排所安排的一切的事物。
We're willing to accept what the Lord has arranged for us.
连我们自己都很稀奇。
Even we're very amazed.
怎么我能经过那一段的时间呢？
How is it possible I've gone through such a period of time?
怎么我能在那段时间里边还是很喜乐的走过呢？
How is it possible that I still went through that difficulty with so much joy?
上次我不是跟你这么轻轻提了一下吗？
Last time I really lightly made mention with brothers and sisters.
在极其困难的环境的里面，
In great difficulty,
我们并不觉得愁苦。
We don't feel sorrowful.
我们也不觉得被重担。
We don't feel it's a heavy burden.
但是等到这些事情都过了，
But after all that has passed,
我们里头就有惊慌。
Within we fear.
我们里面就有一些胆怯。
Within we're afraid.
我们就有一些根本不能相信自己能走过一段这样的路程。
Within we have some unbelief. How is it possible we can go through some difficult path?
这是什么？
What is that?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，留意这个话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to these words.
是基督引导我们的心，不单是进入神的爱，也进入基督的忍耐。
The Lord not only directs our hearts into the love of God, but also into the patience of Christ.
我们换一个话来说。
In other words,
那是基督把他自己的忍耐赏赐给我们，成了我们的忍耐。
Christ himself has given his patience over to us, becoming our patience.
我们都是没有不会忍耐的人。
We are those who are without patience.
我们都是没有这个条件忍耐的人。
We are not qualified to be patient.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他让我们经历一些事情。
When he allows for us to experience certain things.
我们觉得自己很有忍耐。
We think we have a lot of patience.
就是我们觉得自己很能忍耐。
We think we can forbear.
怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
主把这个真相摆出来。
The Lord shows us the truth.
不是你能忍耐。
It is not that you're able to have patience.
不是我能忍耐。
It is not that I'm able to have patience.
乃是在那个时候。
But in those times,
基督把他自己的忍耐赏赐给我们做我们的忍耐。
Christ grants his own patience over to us to become our patience.
我们就过来。
Then we can go through that difficulty.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Pay attention.
保罗在这一个地方。
In this place here, Paul.
但是圣灵的那个带领把神的儿女们带进这样的一个光景的里头。
According to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he leads the children in this condition.
让他们很有把握的知道。
So with confidence, they will know.
当我们拣选，不拒绝神为我们所预备的难处的时候。
When we choose and not reject the difficulty which God has prepared for us.
实际上是神在那里安排一些机会，叫我们去经历他的信实。
The fact is, in arranging those things, God allows for us to experience His faithfulness and His mercy.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
那好了，当保罗在圣灵的带领的底下和帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们交通了这些话以后。
Now, after Paul shares these words under the guidance of the Holy Spirit to them.
那从第六节开始
，starting from verse 6，
一直到末了
，until the end，
他就转了一个交通的话题。
He turns to another topic of sharing，
只是内容上有一些转了方向。
Now he only turns in the content，
但是目的却没有更改。
But yet the purpose is still the same。
底下你看到保罗劝勉弟兄们。
Now here we can see Paul encourages the brethren
要做一个正常的人。
That they must be orderly.
这个说一个正常的人不是圣经上的话。
Now to be someone who is normal is not what is stated in the scripture here.
但是我却喜欢用这个正常的人
But I like to use
来表达圣灵在这里 要说的话。
I like to use that term to be normal here to express what the Holy Spirit is saying here.
那我说正常的人，那个根据是在什么地方呢？
Now when I say to be someone normal, what is that based on?
是根据在神造人的那个目的。
It is based on the purpose in which God created man.
一个正常的人就是神按就是照着神造人的目的而活的那个那些人，他们是正常的人。
Now, a normal person is one who lives according to the purpose in which God created man. If they live according to that purpose, they are a normal person.
因为那种光景才是神所要的人。
Because that's the condition which God desires for man.
那神造人的时候，要让他们去发表神的荣耀。
When God created man, he wanted them to express his glory.
要让人在那里表达他的权柄。
For man to manifest his authority.
要让人在生命上和他联合。
For man to be united with him in life.
来完成荣耀的彰显和权柄的发表。
To complete the fact to manifest his glory and manifest his authority.
而能取用神的生命来发表神的荣耀和权柄的，那个就是正常的人。
And that is the normal person to be able to partake of God's life to manifest God's authority and God's glory.
而我们承认，我们好多好多时候，我们都是活得并不太正常。
We confess so many times we don't live as someone who is normal.
虽然很多不认识神的人，他们已经觉得那些称为基督徒的人，他们已经是活得很不错了。
And of course, maybe some of those who don't know the Lord think the Christians are already living quite well.
但是我们如果回到神的话里面去看，我们也承认我们还是不够正常。
But if we do return to the Word of God, we confess even the way we live is not quite normal.
在这里就对神的儿女们说了。
Now Paul says to the children here.
他说我奉主的名跟你们说。
In the name of the Lord, I say to you.
你们要做规规矩矩的人。
You must live orderly.
不能生活的不规规矩矩。
You cannot walk disorderly.
他这里所说的规规矩矩。
Now this order here.
乃是根据神话语的教导。
It is based on the teaching of God's word.
因为弟兄姊妹，你看底下他是怎么说。
Because if you pay attention, you can see what Paul says.
他说凡有弟兄不按规矩而行。不遵守从我们所受的教训。
For every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us.
什么叫做不规规矩矩呢？
What does it mean to walk disorderly?
不按着神的教导而活，那就是不是规规矩矩。
If you do not walk according to the teaching of God, that is disorderly.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到
，Brothers and sisters, you know,
为什么圣灵用着保罗在这里说这一番话呢
？Why does the Holy Spirit use Paul to say these words here？
这一番话是回应上文所说的。
Because these words echo what is said previously。
上文是说到惹人恐吓你们，说主来了。
Because previously someone says if someone tries to scare you that the Lord has already come，
把你们都丢下了。
That you have been forsaken。
主已经来了。
The Lord has already returned.
你们没有给主纪念了。
And you're not remembered by the Lord.
上文保罗就说你们不要相信这些话。
Paul previously told them to not believe such words.
但是你们必须常常准备主来。
But you must always prepare for the Lord's return.
那你怎么准备呢？
How do you prepare?
第一，不叫你心思给扰乱。
First, do not let your heart be disturbed.
那是上文所说过的。
That is what said previously.
然后就要积极的继续在那里做为神做见证。
And then actively continue to be a witness for God.
好，那然后就说到这里了。
And then here it says,
如果你要积极的为神做见证。
Now if you want to actively be a testimony for God.
首先你要叫我们这个人在神面前是一个对的人。
First, you must be someone who is right before God.
如果我们在神面前活得不对的话，
Now, we're not living right before God.
你就没有办法来为神做见证的。
Then, there's no way for you to testify for God.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
这里很明确地提醒神的儿女们。
Here, it clearly reminds the children of God.
先要站好自己该站的地位。
You must first stand on the position which you ought to stand.
先要叫自己在神面前做一个对的人。
You must be someone who is right before God.
所以你细细的去注意。
So if you pay attention here,
保罗在这里按照圣灵给他的那个感动来说这一番话，是说得很严肃的。
Paul, as he is moved by the Holy Spirit saying these words, are very serious.
我先提两个地方给弟兄姊妹留意。
I first mentioned two places for brothers and sisters to take note.
就是第六节的末了。
First is the end of chapter, verse 6.
如果有人不按规矩，不听从我们的教训的，你就当远离他。
Now you must withdraw yourself from every brother that walks disorderly, not after the tradition which he received of us. For every brother, those who are called a brother, if they don't live according to the word of God, you must withdraw yourself from them.
然后你又再看到十四节。
And then, verse 14,
如果有人不听从我们这信上的话，要击杀他，不和他交往。
And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no companion with him, and no company with him.
那弟兄姊妹们，你看这。这就在这小段的话的里面，这连就提到这两次提到一个相同的事实。
And so, brothers and sisters, even in such a short passage, it mentions two same things.
那你说严肃不严肃呢
？So do you think it is serious or not? It is very serious.
什么叫做不与他来交往
？What does it mean to withdraw from him?
什么叫做当远离他呢
？What does it mean to have no company with him?
就是说
，That means
把他放在。交通的范围以外。
That is to place him outside of fellowship.
这是很客气了，这样说。
Now to put it that way is very courteous.
如果说的严重严肃一点。
And so to be very strict.
那不就是马太福音十八章上面所提到的。
Isn't that what is mentioned in Matthew chapter 18?
停止交通。
To stop fellowship.
看他是外人吗
？And so that he would be someone who is outsider.
像是看他像外邦人吗
？So that he is like a Gentile.
那如果我们把这些地方一并起来的时候
，And so when we put all those together，
我们就看到这里，你活得规规矩矩是非常严肃的一件事。
When you live orderly, it is something very serious.
如果不规规矩矩的活在神的教训的底下。
If you do not live orderly under the teaching of God，
引出来的结果就是停止交通。
The result is no fellowship。
如果用人的话来说
，using man's words，
那就是隔除
，and that is to be cut off。
他没有什么，这是很严肃的。
Brothers and sisters, that's very serious。
但是保罗在这里这样提
，but here Paul says，
目的不是要惩治人
，it is not to punish man。
目的是在正面的
，the purpose is very positive。
因为你们要做神的见证的话。
Because if you want to be God's witness,
你们必须在神面前做一个对的人。
You must be someone who is right.
在人的面前也必须是一个对的人。
In man's view, you must also be someone who is right.
那这个对的标准是根据什么
？And so, what is that standard to be right?
不是根据人的要求。
Not according to man's requirement.
而是根据神的教导。
But according to God's teaching.
根据神话语的那个教导。
According to the teaching of the word of God.
那感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意保罗在这里说这一番话，有当时的实在的需要。
So brothers and sisters.When Paul says these words, they have that need at that time.
那当时的实在的需要是什么？
What is their actual situation at that time?
那从前书送到帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们手上的时候，
When First Thessalonians were delivered to the brethren there,
我相信帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们大部分他们都把他们的指望放在等候主来。
I believe most of the brethren there placed their hope in waiting for the Lord's return.
正因为他们有这个等候主来的心思。
Because they have this heart to await for the Lord's return.
仇敌就用着他们这个心思来送给他们一些假的道理。
The enemy uses this heart that they have to send to them some false doctrine.
所以才引出在后书里边圣灵借着保罗向他们说出准确的去看主来的这一回事。
Therefore, it leads to the Holy Spirit using Paul to send them 2 Thessalonians to accurately to understand the Lord's return.
那我们就能从这里的话想象得到。
Then from the words here, we can just imagine.
Thessalonica 教会里边有少数的弟兄。
The Church of the Thessalonians, there's a few brethren.
我们不知道是他们说是很天真呢，或是说是很愚昧。
Now we don't know to call them very naive or very foolish.
既然我们等候主来
，Since we're waiting for the Lord's return.
既然主就很快要来
，Since He is coming so quickly.
那我们就不必那么严肃的生活了。
So we don't have to live、so seriously then.
啊，我们就在这里等着主来就是了。
Let us just wait here.
弟兄姊妹，像这样的事情
，Brothers and sisters, in that situation,
各种各样的那种光景
，in any condition,
在教会的历史里边常常出现。
Throughout the church history, we can see things like that.
啊，有些人就说主什么时候来了
？Some may say the Lord will return on a certain day.
你现在好好准备了，工作也不要做了，那个什么事情都不管了。
So just prepare yourself now. Don't do anything. Don't work.
你就去等主来就是了。
Just wait there for the Lord to come.
那这样的事情就在这。最近这二三十年里边，不是也已经发生过很多次吗
？Now even those conditions happened a few times already within the few decades.
一次很大的是在韩国。
Now one time very great event was in Korea.
一次不算是顶大的，但是在 Texas.
Now another time wasn't even greater than that, but it was in Texas.
当然还是有很多，我们也提不胜提。
Of course, there are so many other that we so many we don't need to mention.
总是有人。
But there are some individuals.
按照这样的方向去等候主来。
According to this direction, they wait for the Lord to come.
但是主事实上还没有到要来的那个时候。
But the fact is, it is not time for the Lord to return yet.
虽然我们知道主来已经来得很近，但是还没有到主来的那个准确的时间。
Even though we know it's very close to the Lord's return, it is not at that exact time yet.
你现在就说主来了。
Now you say that the Lord will come.
那什么事都不必干了。
So we don't have to do anything.
那现在在中国大陆上面。
In mainland China now.
那些攻击家庭教会的人。
Those who attack the family churches.
其中有一点就是说，他们在那里说主再来。
That one of their point of attack is they say the Lord will return. They say the Lord will return.
他们在那里等候主再来，那就产生那个破坏生产的那种光景。
And so since they're preaching the Lord will return, that harms the production.
破坏社会建设。
It hurts the building for the society.
弟兄姊妹们，我不敢说一定没有一些人，他们。是糊里糊涂的在那里等候主来。
Now, brothers and sisters, I dare not say, but some might foolishly wait for the Lord to return in that way.
真正的等候主来的人。
But those who truly await for the Lord's return.
他们是很严肃的生活的。
They live very seriously.
他们是很准确的在那里度过每一天的日子。
They live very accurately as they pass each day.
主的话在这里是非常清楚的。
The Lord's words here are very clear to his children.
保罗自己也在那里交通他的经历。
Paul himself also shared his own experience.
他说
，He said，
我在你们那里，我是给你们做了一个榜样。
Even when we are amongst you, we have been an example to you.
我让你们来效法我
，so that you can imitate us.
如果按照我保罗
，Now according to Paul，
这样的来服侍主。
When we serve the Lord in this way,
我说这个事情以前，我先和弟兄姊妹们要提另外一回事。
Again, before I go into this, I have to mention something else with you.
保罗出外服事
，for Paul to serve outside,
他绝大部分是用作支帐篷的这一个工作来维持他和同工们的生活。
Most of his living is based on his tent making skills to sustain his livelihood for himself and his co-workers.
因为特别保罗在那个外邦的里头，那是很多人的心思是很邪恶的。
Because amongst the Gentiles, many of their hearts are evil.
所以保罗就一再在好些的地方都提到，他并不是没有权柄用福音借着福音来养生。
So he repeatedly mentions.In various places, he has the right, the authority to have, to live off the gospel.
但是他愿意在他们中间给他们看到一个榜样。
But he wants to show them an example.
他虽然可以有权柄来接受弟兄姊妹们给他的供应。
Though he has the right to receive the provision from brothers and sisters.
但是他说我宁愿。 我给你们一个榜样。
But I'd rather be an example to you.
来印证我们主给我们这一个福音啊，是值得你拼上一切的。
To confirm to you the gospel which you receive from the Lord is worthy for you to give of your all.
啊，你就是把你一切拼上去，为了叫他的道能传开，仍然是值得的。
It is worthy for you to give of your all in order for his word to be preached.
所以保罗在这里他很明确地向他们说。
So Paul says to them very clearly here.
我在你们中间的时候，我也是按着规规矩矩的来行。
When we were amongst you, we also behaved orderly.
我也没有白吃人家的饭。
I did not eat of any man's bread.
我是劳辛苦劳碌的在那里做工。
But we wrought with labor and travail night and day.
不叫你们当中有人受累。
That we might not be chargeable to any of you.
这并不是说我没有权柄。
It is not that I am not without power.
但是我确实是愿意给你们看到一个榜样。
But I'm willing for you to see an example to follow.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦教会当时是有这种光景。
Because in the church of the Thessalonians, they had this condition.
既然他们以为说主就来了。
Since they say the Lord is returning, let us not do anything.
那就是等主来了。
Just wait for the Lord to come.
但是事实上主没有来。
But yet the Lord did not come yet.
那他们怎么过日子呢？
So how do they spend their days?
好不容易过一天呢。
It is not easy just to go through one day.
比如说我们工作惯的人啊，我们就觉得哦，一下子一天就过去了。
Now if we are always working, we feel the day passes very quickly.
但是你不工作的人啊
，But for those who don't work，
一天很难过的。
It is hard to spend one day。
你都不晓得怎么才挨过一个小时。
You don't know how it is to just go through one hour。
哎，你说我有时间吗？多睡一会儿了。
Yeah, I have time. I'll just sleep a little longer。
那你睡了好像腰的发酸了。
Now you sleep so long, your body is aching。
你看看时间。
And you look at the time。
才睡了不过一个多小时。
I only slept for about an hour。
哎呦，怎么能挨过那个挨过那个还那么长的时间
？How do I spend the rest of the day？Then I have nothing to do.
那这些种情形的底里头
，and so under those conditions，
很自然的
，very naturally，
就去聊聊张三喽。
And so we just be busybodies.
就是说说理事喽。
And so we gossip.
就是去打听打听这个人怎么了。
And so we try to find out what's going on.
打听打听那个人怎么了。
And we try to find out what's going on with everybody.
就告诉你说。
After we find out, we tell someone else.
哎呦，你知道吗？什么事啊？
Also, do you know what's going on with so-and-so? We gossip.
这在人中间是太平常的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very common amongst men.
甚至有些时候在神儿女们中间也会有这种的事。
Even at times amongst the children of God.
但是主的话在这里提醒我。
But the Lord's words here remind us.
这个不准确。
That is not accurate.
这个不准确。
That is not accurate.
这样在神面前活着。
When we live like that before God.
这是不讨神喜悦。
It is not pleasing to God.
这样的人是败坏神的见证。
Someone like that would corrupt the testimony of God.
阻挡神的工作的。
That we're hindrance to the work of God.
当你看到这件事情的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when you see such things,
你才会体会得到。
Then you'll understand.
为什么圣灵用保罗说的那么严肃的话
？Why is it the Holy Spirit would
use Paul? 如果有弟兄不按规矩而行
，to say such serious words if they don't walk orderly,
就当远离他。
You must withdraw from them.
如果有弟兄不听从。主的教导。
If they don't follow the teaching of the Lord,
就不要跟他往来。
Have no company with them.
为什么说的那么严肃
？Why is it so serious?
因为圣灵是带着保罗，也领着帖撒罗尼迦的教会，当然也领着众教会。一同来看这个问题。
Of course, Paul not only leads the church of the Thessalonians to look at this, but also the many churches to look at the same issue.
如果生活见证不准确
，If our living testimony is not accurate,
如果生活见证不对
，If our testimony of our life is not right,
你就没有办法为主做见证。
There is no way for us to be His witnesses.
这是一面说的。
That is on the one side.
另一面呢
？On the other hand,
回到当时帖撒罗尼迦教会所站的地位。
When we return to the position which they stood,
那是在征战的里头。
They are in warfare.
在很严重的属灵的征战的里头。
In great spiritual warfare.
那这里面也给我们看到一件事情。
There we can also see one thing.
外面的攻击不是最难防备。
The external attacks is not most difficult to guard.
所以帖撒罗尼迦的教会，他们经过不长，但是也不短的，那是外面的攻击，他们还是站住。
So the Church of the Thessalonians, they were able to stand even through those attacks externally, even though not too long, it's not short.
但是如果教会里边发生了 难处。
But if amongst the church, within the church, there is hardship.
或者说准确一点。
Or to be accurate.
教会的内部发生了一些腐蚀的事情。
Or within some of the church, there is corruption.
那这个问题就严肃了。
Then that is a serious matter.
你就不必再谈在谈什么神的见证。
No longer do you have to speak of the testimony of God.
你就不必再说什么是为主传道了。
You don't have to speak of preaching for the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
主的话很明确地给我们看到。
The Lord's word shows us very clearly.
如果不维持着里面的纯正。
If we do not keep the purity within.
在外面的征战的里边。你没有办法站立得稳。
Then, even amongst the warfare externally, we cannot stand firm.
那你要维持里面的纯正。
So if we want to keep the purity within,
从什么地方开始呢?
Where do we begin?
就从生活开始。
We begin with our daily living.
而在生活的里边呢?
In our daily living.
就从话语上面开始。
It is beginning with the word.
那弟兄姊妹，你看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》这里所提到的。
Brothers and sisters, here you can see it mentioned.
这里边的一个你要做正经事。
First, you must be someone who is orderly.
一个就是不要挨家挨户的在那里说闲话。
And then you do not want to be busybodies gossiping.
专管闲事。
That you are busybody.
那弟兄姊妹，这是主的话，很那么明确的提醒我们。
Brothers and sisters, the words of the Lord are very clear.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
No, 所以我们能掌握了这个点的时候
So when we can hold fast to this point
我们就知道当时圣灵借着保罗说话的那个目的
Then we realize the purpose in which the Holy Spirit says through Paul
是让弟兄姊妹很清楚地看见
It is so brothers and sisters can clearly see
我们能成为神自己的发表
In order for us to be able to manifest God
必须是我们自己在神面前活得准确合乎神的心
We must first live accurately pleasing to God
那么然后
And then
就提到 两点
It mentions two other points
第一点
First
是我们这样去追求
Now we pursue in this way We must hold fast.
不要丧气。
We cannot be dismayed.
也许会碰到有些人不了解。
Maybe some others may not understand.
不同情。
They would not be mindful.
说你这个人太厉害了。
They say you're too serious.
说你这个人太矮板了。
That you're too stubborn.
说你这个人太不通情达理了。
That you're not very flexible.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们在主面前
If before the Lord's presence,
我们看准我们所做的是主喜悦的
If we see what we're doing is pleasing to the Lord,
你就任凭别人怎么说的好了
Let the others say as they will,
我们就守住我们该站的位置
But we hold fast to the position which we ought to.
另一方面呢
On the other hand,
对于那些称为弟兄而不能同心的往前走的呢
For the brethren who cannot follow on, though there may be some restrictions in fellowship,
但是主的话就提醒
but the Lord's words remind us,
不要以他为仇人
let him not be an enemy,
因为他究竟还是弟兄
because he is still a brother.
他现在软弱
he is weak now.
他现在有缺陷
he has shortcomings now.
但是他并不是神的对头
but he is not the adversary of God.
他还是我们的弟兄
he is still our brother.
所以还是想在各种各样的可能的底下去挽回他
and so in all possibility, try to admonish him.
这是在具体的那个带领的上面神的灵让神的儿女们很明确的要掌握的
And so in general that is the guidance of the Holy Spirit for us to grasp very accurately
然后
And then
圣灵更就让保罗说了一句非常非常受用的话
The Holy Spirit said some words through Paul, that's very useful.
这也是我们属灵生命的操练的里边是很重要的一件事。
This is also something very important in our spiritual training.
那虽然帖撒罗尼迦前书后书话语并不太多。
Though the words in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians are not too long.
真理的启示也不是很丰富。
The revelation of truth is not too rich.
在生活上面的教导还比较多一些。
There are more, in general, it is more practical teaching in our daily living.
但是正因为是碰到具体的生活。
But it is because it is our practical living.
那我们常常就觉得。
Then often we feel.
我们要记住这件事。
If we want to through this,
我们也要记住这一件事。
And we have to remember that.
我们又要记住那一件事。
We have to remember so many things.
许许多多的事情都挂在我们的脑袋的里头。
And so many things are placed into our head.
这样我们生活实在是很苦恼。
And so if we live in this way, it's very sorrowful.
甚至是会落到一个地步，很枯干。
Even to a point we feel very dry.
那弟兄姊妹们，我承认真的有这样的光景。
Brothers and sisters, I confess that will happen.
许多神的儿女们做基督徒啊，做到灰心。
Many children of God as Christians, they are discouraged.
灰心的原因不是他不想做基督徒。
The reason they're discouraged is not that they don't want to be a Christian.
而是他觉得做基督徒做得太多重担要背着了。
But they feel to be a Christian is so many heavy burdens I must carry.
这个事情又不好做。
I cannot do this.
那个事情又不好做。
I cannot do that.
这个事情又好像可以，但是又好像不可以，在可以和不可以之间做还是不做，又在那里伤脑筋。
And this is something it seems like I could or could not do. So amongst that struggle, I'm suffering again. I'm sorrowful.
那现在说要做个规规矩矩的人。
And so now I must be someone who is orderly.
那我们脑袋里边实在是疲倦了。
And so we are very tired in our minds.
的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我绝对承认。许多基督徒有这种光景。
I completely acknowledge many Christians are like that.
我自己也曾经走过这样的一段路。
I also have experienced this as well.
但是主的怜悯。
But the Lord's mercy.
让我们能看到一件事。
Allows for us to see one thing.
如果我们觉得我们做基督徒觉得疲乏了。
If we feel we're tired of being a Christian.
定规是我们做基督徒的那个方法错了。
It is because the way we are living as Christians is wrong.
因为我们仍然是落在那个律法的原则的底下来生活。
It is because we're still living under that principle of law.
所以就想到这样，这个不可以；想到那样，那个又不可以，都是不可以。
And because we think of this, we say it's not, we cannot do it. We think of that, we cannot do it. It's all we cannot do.
还是不可以。
In fact, can we or can we not do it?
不能说的那么许多。
We cannot say so many things.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
圣灵用保罗在这里说出一件事情。
The Holy Spirit uses Paul to say one thing.
让神的儿女们抓到那个准确在主面前活的路。
To allow for the children of God to grab that accurate way to live before the Lord.
如果我们能领会这里边的意思。
If we can realize the meaning here.
做基督徒是很轻松的。
Then to be a Christian is very light.
做基督徒是很轻快的。
Then it is very light and carefree to be a Christian.
不是被重担的。
It is not a heavy burden.
那是什么一回事呢?
What is that?
弟兄姊妹注意16节。
Brothers and sisters, verse 16.
16节就是这个秘诀。
This is the secret here, verse 16.
神儿女们规规矩矩地活在神的面前那个秘诀。
This is the secret for the children of God to live orderly before Him.
那你怎么说呢?
What does it say?
愿平安赐平安的主。
Now the Lord of great peace.
随时随事亲自给你们平安。
Himself give you peace always by all means.
弟兄姊妹，你先注意这话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to these words first.
我们的主是谁？
Who is our Lord?
他是怎么样的一位主？
How is he?
感谢神。
Thank God. It's very clear. We don't need any explanation. We know. He is the Lord of peace. He gives peace. If you go to him, he will give you peace. If you go to him, he will give you rest. When our Lord was on earth, he clearly stated, those who come to me, I will give him rest. Those who take of my yoke, they will enjoy rest. Because our God is one who gives peace. Those who go to him, he will take away your burden, he will not give you a burden. That is our Lord. It is such a Lord. Therefore, before him, we must experience he is the Lord who gives peace. How do we experience him? Anytime. All means. Here it speaks of the time and the condition. It speaks of no matter what time it is, whatever condition it is, as long as you come before the Lord, you will enjoy peace. If you don't come before the Lord, you cannot gain rest. If you come before the Lord, and yet you do not receive that peace, it is for sure you stood in the wrong position. You're thinking about something else. What you want to do is wrong. Now, if we can get by before the Lord, the result will be we'll enjoy peace. Brothers and sisters, the words here are very clear. What does it mean? It is Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. We always mention there. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Let the life of Christ rule us. Yes, he shows you what is right. He also shows you what is wrong. So when we cannot get by before the Lord, we know something is wrong. So under the light of the Lord, let us submit under his sovereignty. If before the Lord's presence, the Lord give us much peace and rest. It is much rest. Brothers and sisters, not because of the surroundings when it's so rough and terrible. But what is important is within, do you have peace? Are you secure within? If you're peaceful and restful, then you know the Lord is there. Since he is there, then you can rest assured. We thank God. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 16. Paul said many things. But here, when he is about to end, he doesn't say something that's very practical. To be very general then, he cannot finish. He'll continue and continue. He can be very repetitive. Because so many things, you must have a yes or no. And so how can you follow those statutes, yes or no? That is the principle of the law. There is a requirement externally, but we thank God. The grace which the children of God receive before him, it is not external law, it is the internal life. This internal life governs us from within. This rule brings with it the grace of God's support. We thank God. There we can clearly see. He is the one who gives peace, always by all means, to give us peace. How does he give us? Pay attention. Himself. How does he himself give? Because he himself is life within us. He uses He uses his peace to tell us.
你对了。
You're right.
你不对了。
You're wrong.
你完全领会得过来。
You completely understand.
因为是主亲自在我们里面说。
Because the Lord himself speaks to us within.
引出一个结果。
To bring us to this result.
就是我们的主常常的同在。
The Lord be with us all.
我们实在感谢神。
We thank God.
这是一个等候主来的人，他生活的秘诀。
This is the secret of the life of someone who awaits for the Lord's return.
那活出来的那个结果就是一个规规矩矩的人。
The result then would be someone who lives orderly.
在神的面前。
Before God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
最末了。
At the end.
保罗在那里亲笔给他们问安。
Paul with his own hand salutes them.
原因就是说。
The reason being.
给他们一个笔迹。
So there is a token.
让他们知道，如果有人冒他的名写信，他们不要受骗。
So when others forge his name, they will not be deceived.
我们实在感谢神。
We indeed thank God.
帖撒罗尼迦这两封书信
，these two epistles to Thessalonians
是教会最早的两封书信。
It is the earliest epistles to the church.
那个时候
，at that time，
真理并没有启示到。最丰富的那个时光，那个时候。
Now the truth is not manifested to the greatest here.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
但是在里头的那一个属灵的带领却是非常的清楚不含糊。
But within the spiritual guidance is very clear and not dim.
把神的儿女们固定在仰望等候主来的那个指望里。
So the children of God can be set steadfastly on this hope of awaiting for the Lord's return.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我想我们就这样结束了帖撒罗尼迦后书。
I think we'll end 2 Thessalonians here.
我们下礼拜就开始看士师记。
Next week we'll begin reading Judges.